Mental Health Awareness Month. Are most people aware about the number of people who have issues with mental health? I saw the number 1 in 4 North Carolinians.
Yeah, it is growing to be approximately 1 in 4. And I think that mental health is so much more in the conversation now, but people may still not be aware of just how many people are affected in this to some degree. We still really have a stigma around mental illness in our communities. And so a lot of people just don't get the treatments that they need because they're afraid of making their struggle public.
Are we seeing an actual increase in the number of people who are suffering with some sort of mental illness, or are we just more aware of it now?
I think that there's a combination of the two. I think that awareness has led to more people being properly diagnosed and seeking treatment, which is a positive, but it does make the numbers go up. And I also think that, you know, external circumstances, like we're still seeing an influx of need from the pandemic and from the, you know, societal circumstances that have come from aspects of the pandemic, I think that there is a growing need for services, but also people are becoming more aware and are becoming more likely to seek out treatment.
And when we say dealing with mental illness, that can encompass a vast array of different things.
It really can. It can be anything from, you know, mild bouts of occasional depression to what we call serious mental illness, or SMI, which affect about 1 in 20 people in the U.S. And that, you know, that can look any kind of way from regular institutions or needing regular caregiving from other people. So it is really a wide spectrum. And that's why, you know, you see such high numbers, but you also see a lot more people becoming aware of, oh, maybe this thing that I thought was a personality flaw or lack of coping skill or some other weakness is actually a mental illness that I can seek treatment for.
Two things that I'm wondering if maybe not causing these problems but exacerbating them that come to my mind. One is still not totally over the impact that we had from the pandemic, and number two, social media.
Yeah, and I think both of those issues are complicated, but they definitely can be seen to exacerbate certain mental illnesses. The issues coming from the pandemic, I think we're going to have studies for decades showing that the isolation, the loneliness, the anxiety, the fear, the unknown, that all of that has been, you know, causing problems, maybe even in people who weren't previously diagnosed. And then those who had been struggling with a mental illness before the pandemic just had everything kind of upended, and maybe they had to start over, they had to change treatment plans, et cetera, to cope with some of the new realities that we all had to face. And then social media can be a real positive because it can spread positive information, but it can also spread negative information. And we're seeing studies come out that show that people who spend most of their waking hours online are seeing negative ramifications from that lack of social connection, like true social connection, you know, echo chambers, some of misinformation about certain illnesses. Like, it's a complicated problem, but it can in some people be an exacerbating factor.
Amy, we frequently get tips on things we can do to improve our physical wellness. How about some tips for improving our mental wellness?
Well, I think these tips are good for everybody. You know, recognizing that taking care of your mental health should be just as much a part of your routine as your physical health, your hygiene, your exercise, et cetera. So I think that, you know, making sure that you are building in breaks for your brain, you know, taking time to make sure that you're staying kind of grounded. And that can look a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. We hear the term self-care thrown around a lot, but this can look a lot of different ways. You know, maybe for you, it's spending time alone, kind of in reflection, meditation, Maybe it's getting outside, getting some fresh air. Maybe it's, you know, taking time out of your day every day to just engage in a hobby, do something that you enjoy. It's kind of pulling back from, I think, the hustle culture that we've all been living in, where all of our time needs to be productive, and making sure that we're just giving our minds and our emotions a rest and a chance to recalibrate and, you know, take time to look around, enjoy what we're doing, take a breath.
And Amy, I know that in our few seconds we have remaining, you've got a big event coming up later this month here in the area.
We do. It's NAMI Walks NC. It's going to be on Saturday the 17th over at the Perimeter Park area in Morrisville. It will include a 1 mile or 2 mile walk route. We'll have a rally. We'll have vendor tables and exhibitors set up. We'll have food, a DJ, a kids area. There's really going to be a lot going on. It's not just a walk. It's a community fair to celebrate mental health recovery and just let each other know that we're not alone in this fight.
Amy, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning to talk about this very important topic.
Thank you for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.